Monday, September 3rd, 2007, Pesach Torah Institute, Rabbi Shlomo Singer Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva, Yom Ha'in Shir, given by Harav Hagon Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita.
Again, we can't thank the Rosh Yeshiva, the third time Yeshiva came here, traveling all the way 2 hours from Philadelphia. I want to thank Shalom Fireman and Chaim Wolf for bringing him here, Rosh Yeshiva here, as well as thanking Rav Avram Kruel for bringing him back 2 hours and for sponsoring the breakfast here. Now, the learning of today is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Don Fuchs, Le'ilu Nefesh of Shlomo ben Avram Yitzchak. Also, I want to thank, big thanks to Yossi Mendelson for the new system of our PA system, that is, that you can be heard all over now, all different areas. A big yasher koach. Also, a very, very big yasher koach to Rabbi Baruch Buttenheim, who really put this together, put the Maror Makom together with Nissen and Niflois. Again, it's the 11th day of Elul, 11 more days to go, and we are zeichet to have the Gadol Hador today, Hagoyin, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, to be mechazik us and give us a gevaldige shir, Mitzvah Hashem. Mitzvah Katan.
Says in the Mishnah, "Beshleishasay lemitzvays." So, 13, you have to be 13 years old to flee the mitzvah. Shainim say, it says, "Ish chayuvin ish." Ish is called the Benyit Gimel. They have to wear a shayla. Someone that's spachas me is gimel. It's called a kotan. Whether he's maisa mitzvah, it is a maisa mitzvah. It's a maisa mitzvah anyway, because he's doing a maisa mitzvah. Or perhaps, if he's not mechuyev mitzvah, it's not even a maisa mitzvah. So the shaila is not a new shaila. Perhaps it's totally. You would understand better. What about godless by goy? When does he become a godly? So the machleik is the Rambam and the Tshuvas HaRosh. In Rambam is mashma, they're the same godless like by Yisroel. In Tshuvas HaRosh, Machadosh HaGvaldik Nechidosh. And it's used by Shlom Sefer, Nachal Yitzchok. Tshuvas HaRosh says, like all the shurim, the nikna shurim lebnei noach, he says. But goyim, there's no din of shir. Poros mishav pute is also chayev. The mechuyiv po mishav pute, punktu al yishav pute. That's a shir. Tere sele shir. In the nikna shurim lebnei noach, then there's no shir. So he says as follows. That a goy will become a god when he has das. When he has das. You understand already? So he's hired Allah Chiyuvim with a goy is mechuyev. By Yisroel, there's a din of Benyit Gimel. That's what you have to have a das of Benyit Gimel. That's what the Tshuvas HaRosh says. And Rambam is Mashonita say. So perhaps, according to the Tshuvas HaRosh, we see that his desim is a rot seichel. And his Gemara says in one place, that Rachmona the Chasalo, that's also Mashma, that's a nice Avera, you know, it's a Nedron, stuff like that, except in Lagabi Onshim, to be Ma'anesh, that the third year is Sele Shia. So perhaps it's stolen this Machwaikas, because Rabbi Sorochona uses that Yesod, as Machadash, Achidush, What if a cotton is, says the Mishnah, cotton is mazik, he's put off from paying. He has no money to pay, he has nothing. He's not a mazik, perhaps, even. But when he becomes a godel, says Shechor that Rosh Hashita is like that, that he's mechuyev to pay. Says Rafon. He took money from Rabashi that he was mazik, he ate a cotton. So this Chonon is machadash. He says this chiyuv that is mechuyev to pay later, it's only because it has yevdas, because in Hilchas Akum he would be already a god, but he would chayev to pay. So there is mechuyev to pay, even though he can't be mechayev miyeisa kotten. But the maise is here, maise mazik. It's called a maise mazik. He's mazik somebody. Yes, Rabbi Chonon uses this Jewish Sarosh to say that the Alochin Shachor says that. That you pay, he says only if it's mazik, if he's a baby and he's mazik, he wouldn't have to pay. Because there he has already a Shem Godel, he has a Shem Baldas already. So the Chura, we would perhaps clear that it's stolen in this machlekes, that a cotton that has das, he's already a Baldas. So maybe he's Maisa Mitzah, he's a Maisa Mitzah. However, it says in the Mishnah, not like that. It says in the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Megillah. It says, he can't be glain in Megillah. Abhuda machsha bekotn. So bekotn is not missing. Why it's not? But it says not. It's not chay. Cases ask the Shaila, what is this speaking about? About kotn says, so why shouldn't he be able to be Maitzi? Because he's doing a Maisa Mitzvah. Tesis learned because of Zendin Chinuch, he's doing a Maisa Mitzvah, why can't he be Maitzi? So Tesis, the Machadash Achidush, Tesis calls it Tzrei de Rabbonon. The whole Mitzvah, Mitzvah de Rabbonon, and now the Rabbonon said, you're Mechuyev to do this Mitzvah also, Akotn also. So it's through Tzrei de Rabbonon, so Tesis says, I assert, three the Rabbonin cannot be Moitze one the Rabbonin. People Mechuyev in Megillah is Ad Rabbonin, but by him it's three the Rabbonin. So it's more Kal, and they can be Moitze. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda says he could be Moitze. Machshe Kotten. The Ramban says in the Mishnah, and the Ram brings it down, that the reason why can he not be Moitze, he says the reason he can't be mitzvah, because he says a cotton is not mechuyev in mitzvahs. It's a chiyuv, the father is supposed to be mechanachem. The father's a mitzvah. It's not his mitzvah altogether. It's not his mitzvah. That's what the Ramban learns. So he says Rabbi Yehuda, and Beis Tosfos also says like that. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says to be mitzvah. So Ramban says because afei mohi beis anes. It's a new chiyuv for a cotton. Apeinu is beisanes. No banoshim are beisanes. Mechuyev. That's how the Ramban learns. So the Ran asks the Ramban, if a cotton is not mechuyev, so why have to make him mechuyev beisanes? Understand it. But even according to Tesis, Tesis says, also in Megillah, Tesis says the reason Rabbi Yehuda is the machshav in Megillah. So it's a chair with a chavos of the gover of the Kedusha, and it's a kotni kebez the Rabbon. To the Perish Israel. Megili is the Oklopit. Shetap and Noshem Oye Besopik to Laroi. Leficha chasoy Rav Yehuda to God. Jesus also says that you saw. They gave him a dinner with God. If he's even the chasoy with these, according to the Ramban, it's more difficult to understand. Ramban says a cotton has no chiyuvim at all on himself. The chiyuvim are the rabbonin, the tate is mechuyev to the father, supposed to teach him, train him. So the father's a mitzvah. And the yesod state in Rashi in Brochus also, in Rashi in Dostiris, Rashi in Brochus also says, the mother says someone that ate, the rabbonin can be mitzvah the raise. So Rashi is bothered by a cotton we see. That the Gemara says a cotton can be made to a father. So Rashi says that a cotton, he's not mechuyev altogether. Because he's mechuyev only because the problem of Chuvitim Mechanachem, it's not his chiyuv, it's not his mitzvah. The Likud holds the same as the Ramban. So the Chura in this Mishnah, and here it's the Chura of the Shaila. According to Ramban, it's not the Mechuyim Mitzvah altogether. According to Tesis, there is a Mechuyim. It's called Trader Rabbona. That's what Tesis says. Tesis in Rosh Hashanah is that someone who is not a Mechuyim B'dobah. It doesn't make sense for Mitzvah B'Almeh. Whether he could be Mitzvah, somebody else is Mechuyim Mitzvah. So the Tesis says, brings Reich, that we see that he could be Mitzvah. Tesis brings the Gemara says, that Noshim, when a cotton, they included in the Kui, and they used to lay themselves, they didn't have anybody to be laying for them. They themselves, the Gemara of Gimel says, that's the term she shouldn't read. But otherwise it could be included in the Zion Kruin. So it says here cotton also. So the Shaila cotton, how could it be mighty? According to the Ramban says he's not doing a mitzvah. Tesa brings a raya that it could be mitzvah from this halacha that a cotton is included in the yeshiva kruin. How could be in Shiva Koyin? You do what they're going, they ask the Goyin a Shaila. We lay in the Megillus, the under Megillus is laying Kehelas, Rusin, Shirashirin, laying on Yom Tov. It's usually laying on Shabbos Chalamoyed. Is it a Chalamoyed? Laying on Shabbos. Otherwise, laying in the, this year, no Shabbos Chalamoy. So, laying in, whenever it is, laying on Shabbos. So they ask the Goyen, after you laying on Shabbos, you say Megillah, we don't read on Shabbos. The Gemara says Megillah, we don't read on Shabbos. Shem Yavirenu. Maybe it'll be Moitzes. So how long to lay this Megillah? That's what they ask the Goyen. So the Goyen answers, the Goyen says, that this chiyuv is only a chiyuv barabim. And barabim is the Gemara in Erevim, that barabim, mitchat chire, a person in mind, remind you, so the whole mitzvah is Elgishot, not on the Yochid. A Yochid can't mechuyev in this Megill. This is only barabim. So therefore, there's no din. There's no din on Hashem Yabirenu. That's what he answers. The Chur HaRaye, the Gemara says a different time. It's a different time. The Gemara Megillah says a different time. Why you shouldn't lay in on Shabbos? So the Gemara says another time. The body Gemara needs a new time. The Gemara says time. That ene aniim nesuis. Aniim, wait, Purim is mindfulness, giving a ton of aniim. So therefore, if you lay in on Shabbos, so they wouldn't be able to get their matones, matones aniim. The question is, why do we need a new time? Why do we need a new town? So the Chura, according to the Kohen, is good because Rav holds that the whole Chiyuv of the Gila is also adapted to the Tzibu. So since the Chiyuv is only the Tzibu, so then there shouldn't be such a Gzeir Hashem Yavarenu. That's what the Kohen says here. So therefore, it needs a new town. That's Pshat in the Gemara. We need a new town. The town that's used to and Kiyah Shefer on Lulav, on Shem Yavaren and Dal Damis, because here is the Chiyah Baram, here all the Chiyah with the Chiyah with Tzibu, since the whole Chiyah with the Chiyah with Tzibu, so then there's no Shah Shem Yavarenu, the Bagayot, somebody will remind him. So we see there is such an Indian, that Shem Yavarenu, that's what the Goyen answers. The Goyen answers that on that child. Besem is a sotek. Rabbi Yosef Engel asked it for a shaila, whether Alma Betzaleya, almost Kriyas HaTorah. What is the Chiyuv? Is the Chiyuv is Kriyas HaTorah. And the Valkorah has to be Moitzi. Maybe every Koru has to be Moitzi with Kriyas HaTorah. Because the Chiyuv is Kriyas HaTorah. Or the Chiyuv is, so Yestelchu Gimel Yomem B'lai Torah, it's all Allah, you have to hear Torah. Because you get the Torah by hearing Torah itself. So you don't have to lay in Torah. If you hear Torah, Hiru Kedibo, I'm a Chaykes, whether you make a brocha and hear of itself. Maybe the brocha was in Sakhna, but all on Kriya, a nice Kriya. Maybe Hiru has a Mele de Memele, on a Maise, and then all the brochas were in Sakhna, the Sakhna for Maise Amitzvah. So it's a question. So maybe the Shaila is, whether Kriya Satero is a Mitzvah Kriya, have to lay in it, or the Mitzvah is Mount Shmiya Satero lay in, Hiru Tero. But the whole time is Shreyuchu Gimel Yomem B'lai Teiro. Therefore, it's going to attack on them as a lane. But the lane, not the Mitzvah, lane. So perhaps that would be the terrace of the Mishnah. Because we say that the cotton, it's a shayla from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that cotton cannot be Moitzi. So how can a cotton be one of the Kruim? How can it be one of the Kruim? It can't be Moitzi. That terrace is an afkemine. But Mitzvah Megillah is a kedua achiyah. As I play in it. It's not Mitzvah's Kriya. So there he has to be Mitzvah with the Mitzvah Kriya. He Kriya, so my cotton is Nitki Mechui be Kriya. But Teira, when you hear Teira, now no not Gemina will read the Teira. Because you hear Teira from him. Since you hear Teira, so you wait for the Mitzvah. He Kriya is Mishmiya that Teira to learn. If you learn, someone's learning Teira. And you hear what he's learning, you have a Mitzvah of Limada Teira. It's a question whether you're mechuyev brocha then or not. Shmi itself. Shaila would be also whether b'shaz ha-mevorach has to be meitzei. So it has to be meitzei with the brocha also. Maybe you need the brocha of Kriyas HaTorah. So it's meitzei with the brocha. That would be a problem with the cotton. It can be meitzei brocha. Because it has to be meitzei. It's like you were saying. It can be, he can do something for me that he's not mechuyev b'dovah. According to Tesis, maybe he could. Maybe it's both the Rabbana, so maybe it's better. But that would be the Shaila. So the Chura, that would be a terrace of the Shaila from the Gemara. Tesis brings a raya from the Gemara, as the Gemara says, that Oilem Lamin Yeshiva. Why Oilem Lamin Yeshiva? As a cotton can be moitzah. It says in Megillah, it can be moitzah. That tells by Megillah, he has to lay in Turkey. Give me my Sakriya. And since there was no my Sakriya, my Sakriya can be made to me a cotton. But to hear Torah, you hear Torah from a cotton is also hear Torah. You hear Torah, you're learning Torah. So basically, in Loshon Rambam, it says like that. Loshon Rambam says, and if I can't give in Shmiya, that's what Rambam says. Loshon Rambam Shmiya itself, need given to Takone from Kriya. Takone, say, I'm Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun. So the Yavu Gimel Yomim B'lai Shmiya Satsayah Lish Tek Rambam, Dosh Rambam Shtet. In Perich Yit Beid Mekal Tchila Shtet Azay. Ad Ech Shmiya. In Teisa Simashma, in Seite, Ad Echir Yistak Yitriya. According to Teisa, it's need a beer. How could a cotton be Meitzer Yitriya? That's a good Tashayla. The Chura that it should be the same Aloch as the Mishnah. That a cotton cannot be moitzi. But b'shefer alein is a shayla. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is tchia. You have to be moitzi with the mice of tchia. The balfikeya has to have in mind to be moitzi. I'm making a tchia for everybody as a shaliyah and the mice of tchia. Or not, perhaps, shefer, lishmoya kol shefer, we say. Not said it's clear, kol shefer. We say Lishmaya Kol Shefer. Maybe just have to hear here. Don't have to. But that we see, that a cotton cannot be Moitzi. Why can a cotton be Moitzi? A cotton, why shouldn't be able to be Moitzi? If you don't need a mice at Kia, and you hear it here, so there perhaps is not a lie. Because the reason why you can't be Moitzi, because you need a mice at Kia for Neina Vesemachuya Bedobo. That's not called a mice at Kia. If someone's in there, toot his horn. So whatever he does, he doesn't, that's not a maisat kiyah. Maisat kiyah is a maisat kiyah, but it's a maisat mitzvah. Bebald HaKotten does never Maisa Mitzvah. So there would be a Shaila. Maybe that's the reason. The reason is that Kotten can be Maisa because it's Chosel a Maisa Tkiyah. Doesn't it? Because the Maisa Tkiyah. Because the Maisa Tkiyah. Chesogun is because it's not the Mitzvah. It's only Shmiyah. But it has to be a Shmiyah from a Maisa Tkiyah. HaKotten Bebald HaKotten is bottom in Mitzvah. Doesn't it? Maisa Tkiyah. He said, that's the Kaya. Aber das ist nicht die meiste Kiemen auf Toma, die Kiehe von der Bachil. Und nicht die Kiehe von der Bachil, maybe it's not Machuja. It doesn't have a Shem Kiehe. So die Mitzvah ist only to hear. But you hear the Kiehe, you have to hear. But the meiste Kiehe von der Kotten, maybe it's built in the meiste Kiehe. That would be better, if that's the time, it would be better. Some of the Shainim holds that Noshim in Mitzvah Megillah, the Mechuyv only to hear. That's Mechuyv in Shia. The Mechuyv only to hear. So here, so they hear it. So the Shaila is whether a Kotten could be Maitse the Noshim. Because you don't need a Tkiya. You don't need a Tkiya. You need only Shmiya. If the Chesorm is, by a Kotten, is missing, does not call the Maitse Tkiya, you need a Maitse Tkiya from Ambachiyu, so then would be very good. They can be Maitse. Why can't it be Maitse? Because that's not a Tkiya. It's like a Yitut. A Tut is the same Tut. But it's not a Maitse Tkiya from a Tkiya. It's a Tkiya. That's not called a Tkiya. You need a Tkiya from a Tkiya's Mitzvah, a Maitse Mitzvah. A Maitse Mitzvah, that's just a Tkiya. So perhaps that would be a Teretz why Noshim cannot be Yitse from a Kotten. Would also be better if Noshim could be Maitse themselves. If it sees the Mitzvah is not the Maitse Tkiya, where they could be Yitse, Maitse themselves. So the same Svora is, it says Mong Avrom, it brings out to somebody, can be Maitse themselves. Why can't it be Maitse themselves? Because it's like you need only Shmiya, but you need Shmiya from a Maitse Tkiya. That's what you need. That's not called a Maitse Tkiya. But Noshim themselves, since they even hold, they're not machuyev in Tkiya. They're machuyev only in Shmiya. It has to be a Shmiya from a Maisa Tkiya. And this is not called a Maisa Tkiya. The Sam Sefer asked the Shaila on the Megillus. The Ramos says in the Megillus that you lay in and the Yom Tzevin, Eina Mevorach, that's what Ramos says in Yufas Pesach. Eina Mevorach. So some Sefer asks, why don't you make a brocha? He says, since it's a mina going, it's not a chiyu, it's a mina. So he asks the Shaila, the Ramos Paschus in Hilchus, or Shchedesh, that you do make a brocha. Even if you hold it's only a mina, Mikra, Halav, say Halav, is only smells of Aminek itself. The Ramor Paschmus, Aminek also make a broche. So some Sefer asks, why don't we make a broche? Why does Ramor say you don't make a broche? The Goyin does make a broche. The Goyin holds make a broche. But Ramor states you don't make a broche. So he asks a still in Ramor. The Ramor says, you know, it's ready to make a broche. A broche of Halel, what's the name of Aminek? Why do we make a broche on Mikvah on the Megillah? So perhaps after the Teretz. The Ramos says that you make a broche of Aminek. What kind of Aminek? Aminek. Halel is only Aminek. So we make a broche. Halel itself is Halel, saying Halel Hashem. Halel is saying Yom Tov. Is a mitzvah from Halal, but Shchedesh and Etoch a mitzvah from Halal. Then there is this Kriya, the Kriya of Halal from Shchedesh. So it's Halal from Shchedesh. So the Noyek will say of Shchedesh, will say Halal. So that's the Ramosah. Perhaps this Halacha is only if it's a Kriya from a year of Halal. That's a Kriya of Halal. There's this Kriya of Halal from Yom Tov. She has all to make a broche. That's the most meaning itself. But the Shriya von der Dich, die andere Megillah ist, that we don't learn at all. So this Megillah is not as a Megillah. It's a Megillah. Lein a Megillah. Lein a Megillah. It's a meaning to lein the Megillah. So this, in this Megillah, we don't have at all such an Indian as this is a Chiyas of Hala. Chiyas a Chiyas of Hala. In the Melch, the Teras, the Teras Mina Gimachoyer. But here there's not a Chiyas of Hala altogether. It's not a Chiyas of Megillah. This Megillah we never say any other time. Say Kehelas, Shirashir Manrus, say only on Yom Tov. So that's not the Saichus on the meaning of Machayazan. You Machayazan only if it's a Hallel. But the Machayim, meaning alone is not Machayib Baruch. A meaning was no, was a say Hallel, the Chayib is only if it's a meaning, but Hallel is Machayib Baruch. The Hallel Machayib Baruch. But here there's no such a Kriya altogether. There's no such a Kriya. There's no such kriya from Shira Shira. There's no such kriya from Kelly. There's no such kriya from Rose. There's not a kriya from a the noyes that calls meaning lengthness. That's not a meaning as a broch of them. A broch of them is because this kriya has shachas a broch. This is a broch. But so he melnit cases mashma in Saite. And the kriya is the kriya. He turned around and his Gemara says in Broches, how can you go out the middle of Kriya? So Tesis says that what you have to be there, Bishas Kriya, and the Kriya is Kriya Taka, the Yetza the Kriya. So according to Taisvas, you have to understand, if the Chiyah is a Chiyah, then is there a Shura the Gemara? Why the Gemara says that a cotton is one of the Kruim, the Kruim is got into Cheshmi. No Shemitanim go into Cheshmi. Go into Cheshmi. Why they go into Cheshmi? The Tzlatzman is missing Mitzvah's Chiyah, Chiyah and Itzarba cotton. If you say the Mishnah says that, by Megillah, it can be Moise. So we say the Pshat is because it needs Kriya. By Megillah, it needs Kriya's Megillah. If that's the reason that Tesis learns by Kriya's Atera, you also need Kriya. So that needs a Teres. According to Tesis, the Tesis holds the Mitzvah is Kriya, but according to the Rambam, the Rambam holds the Mitzvah in Melnitz Shmir's Atera. Then we have a Teres. Then the Teres, why a Kotten can be Moise? Because it doesn't have to be Moise with the Kriya. A Kotten doesn't have to be Moise. And you hear Teira, the Yetzir Mitzvah from Talmud Teira. Even though it's a question about the Broche. So maybe there's no Tekonis of Broche. And we see that by Kriya's Teira. So maybe you don't have to be Moise with the Broche. That's the question, but the Yetzir with the Broche also. The Meborech has to be Moise with the Broche. So then we'd be a Shaila. The Moise with the Broche would be a Shaila. How can a Kotten be Moise with the Broche? And Nishim Achui Bedobo. That would be the Shaila. But in the Esam Yisur, then, on the Ramban, we have a Teres. The Shaila is on Ramban. The Ramban learns that Kotten doesn't have a Mitzvah altogether. Why the Gemara says, the Tisha Bekotten, Oilel Mi and Shiva. He doesn't have a Mitzvah, it's not his Mitzvah. Just a Teres is not his Mitzvah. The Mitzvah Lachanach, perhaps the Tachter has a Mitzvah. But not a Mitzvah Sekotten. So you have to learn that by Teres, is only halacha, you have to listen to Torah, and that's called the listen to Torah. When the Kotten reads, he's also listening to Torah, hear Torah. So that would be a Teres, and Ramban would be a Teres. Tesis Rai, Tesis bring your eye from there. Tesis another Rai, Tesis, the Ramban turns to that Shaila. He says, a Kotten, not Meitzah, so be the Kameitzah Zai, so the Reina Nachov. So he learns this Kotten by the Godel, Ramban. So that's not about the Shaila from this Gemara, Tesis the Rosh Shana, brings a raya from Oilelam Yeshiva that he's a Mechuyev. So the question is, how could it be Mechuyev? How could it be Moise? So if we say that by Talmud Torah, you don't have to be Moise. You just have to hear, so then it's good. And it'd be good also that the Goyen says that the Chiv Talmud Torah is Sakya, the Chiv Kriya is only Sakya Gavom. But Sivo, says the Goyen says, tell us anyway. But Shri, it's a Shmi itself. Perhaps there's no Zera. The Shemi Avarena, when you don't need the Tzedek itself. So when you need a Megillah, you need a Sefer, there's a Shemi Avarena. The Shah Shema maybe will carry out the Dalad Amos. But if you say that Tzedek, you don't need that. You just need just hear Tzedek. So maybe there's no Gzera Shemi Avarena because you don't need the Tzedek itself, even though you need the Tzedek to read from. But it's not, this is the Heftes of Mitzvah. The Mitzvah needs the Kriya. The Mitzvah, not the Maisa Kriya. The Mitzvah learns to listen to Torah. So maybe there was no Gzera Shemi Avarena. That you can answer the Shali Shemi Avarena. But the Goyen says that the Sibur of the Cholnik of Shemi Avarena, that's the Sibur of the Gemara in Erev. So he said, and he answers that that's the Teres of the Megillus also. A few days before Rosh Hashanah. So we have to think, what can we do? What should we do? The strongest item Kol Yisrael have, that Um Yisraelim don't have it, that we can speak to the Rabbi Yisraelim. So we have to realize that we can speak to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. The Kriyas HaTefillah is so great, as we see, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Shlomo told him he cannot go over. And it says, V'eschanan, he said tefillahs k'nim v'eschanan. You can say the mispala. And Chazal tell us more, that with one more tefillah, he would have gotten it. He would have spelled one more. Rabbi Shem told him, can't say anymore. Don't say anything anymore. We see the Koyach HaTfilah that is so close to the Rabbi Shem. The Rabbi Shem listens to us, and even if he's not Mamala exactly what he wants, but he still listens to us. Yadua, that ain't Tfilah Shechazer HaSreikon. There's no such a thing. Tfilah Vasaychi, Koyach HaTfilah. He's such that if he doesn't help for the moment, perhaps there's later it helps. You see, there's a Gewaldiger, Ian Kirov from Balachuba. This man, what is this man? What is this man girl? We don't know what this man girl. Well, we see what's the vanity of the world, what's doing in the whole world. But what helps is surely. Abobe cried maybe 2 days before, and that's those tears. Eino chazer seikom. Abobe's tears remains forever. The koyach hatfila is so great. The novit gezokt to cheskiyo melech. You know, the meisato, you're going to die. Why? Moses says why? Moses says because it was nice to compare the regla. He saw the Ruach HaKodesh that he'll have a child, Menashe, that he'll be off the Derech. So he says he doesn't want any having children. So the Gemara says in Ruachas, by the Kafshar HaRachmon Olam Aloch, that's your chesed. That's not your chesed. You have to do what the Torah wants from you. The rest is up to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he was spoiled, says, Kimeisato, the Novi told him. The Shayanov told him, Kimeisato, you're destined to die. And he lived after the Tfilah, this 15 more years, because he was mispala. Lo'ilam le'imna odom asman rachmi. Apilacher of chadom, nachas of the boy. Al'imna asman rachmi. A person has to, those are Koyach HaTfilah. You see, the Koyach HaTfilah can break through. Breakthrough alomos. Agzerim na shamayim giveh. Yes, with tefillah a person can be zecha. Just a koyach hatefillah. We have such a koyach hatefillah and we don't utilize it. That's something that we have to think to ourselves. What do we think? We think that when it comes to davening, we have to know. We are so close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We shouldn't forget the Boni Matam Hashem Alekechem. You shouldn't forget that we are so. We are Bonim Lashem. That's what we are. We sing a Chazal. It says in Chumash, that when the Rabbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu, he appeared by the Sneh, and he told him, you're going to be the Goyle Yisroel, go Shlichus. And the Rabbeinu Shlom tells him, you may not talk Goyalam, and not have Goyalam. There's nobody else. You're the Goyle Yisroel, Moshe Rabbeinu. And still he was Mesara. Mesara means he hesitated and didn't want to go. It took a whole week. So the question is, the Rabbeinu Shlom asked him such a request. He should run. True, he didn't want to hurt his brother Avoy. He was the oldest statesman in the city. Avoy, Mitzrayim, didn't want to hurt him. That's true. But Moshe Rabbeinu told him. The Rabbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu, he may not tell Goyalim and Acha Goyalim. So what happened? The Ramban is Mazda in Chumash. As follows. At that time, Tavai was the greatest king in the world. Greatest king in the world. So how is it fitting that someone that stutters, Echvatze, will be the Shaliach to Tavai? It's not proper. So since the Rabbeinu Shlom did not heal him, so it seems that he has a right away, he can get out of it. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu thought. That's what Ramban learned. I should be the Shaliach to Paray. Chvateni, Mensach. How could that be? And the Rabbeinu Shlom could cure him. That he also knew. Everybody knows that. Mitzvos Hashem, not a question. Rabbeinu Shlom cure him. Why didn't he cure him? That's what Ramban says. And therefore, he says, he felt he could be Mesarev. He could hesitate. Maybe it's only giving a chance. You could be, not you must be. And it says, Ramban adds also something that's very, very interesting. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu misspell the Torah should be? He says, Ramban says, why didn't he cure it? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was not misspelled. The question is, why was he misspelled before? Someone is a chayle, Mispal Hashem. Where was the Mispal Hashem? So also, it's remarkable what Ramban says. Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to live with this nest. How was he saved? He was saved because the Chatzum HaMitzrayim said that this lad, Moshe Rabbeinu, not simple, he's going for your crown. What does that mean? Let's test him. They said, let's test him. All right? So we'll test him. Put coal and put gold. You see where it goes to. So he was going for the gold. So Gabriel HaMalach pushed his hand and he went to the coal and he burned his hand and put it in the mouth of the several people and he burned himself with your mouth. That's what became a chvatpeh. Says Ramban, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to live with this ness always, forever, to remember this ness. He was saved. He was saved from Chas V'Sholom. Vaday, what's going to be? That's what he was saying. And that's why he was not misspelled. But here, why was Nizreche? Now in Nikach, someone without a chaser, a telesis, he was not misspelled, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Ramban says. Moshe Rabbeinu was not misspelled. And we see that in conditions that they're all ripe. The world was created. God the mind loved us all. There's no Odom to be Mispalo, says. Everything is ready to grow, but without Tfilas Odom, it does not move. It's creation of the world. Everything is ready, but it's still not. It's not ready yet. Why not ready? Because, what am I? There's no Odom to be Mispalo. You need Tfilas Odom. It's such a hashpoah in the world that without Tfilo, you cannot get it. It says, Vayizkor, after Ruach Limeinu, pleaded to Yaakov. Overly running, and I may sometimes be. Such expression. I can't live this way. So it seems that Yaakov Avinu, Atachas Alekimani, that's what they told us. So it says in Chazal, Ataina Yaakov Avinu, Bechikach Oinin Es Ameuchais, is this how you answer? Someone that's in pain, you have to be soft. Sachsen, and he told us so. He really reprimanded her because she relied, that's what Ramban learns, said she relied on Yaakov Avinu. So he said, sounds like you money, you have to be a spouse of Yisroch. Then it says in the next verse, Vayisker Lekim. So, Shreinim say Vayisker, all the Maisim. That's Rochel Lemeinu did. And Lo Sid Lobo, it's Rochel Lemeinu that saves them qualities for it. Because Rochel gave up everything of herself. She gave up her husband. She gave everything. And her tefillah is the strongest tefillah. It says, always coming, doesn't help, only Rochel Lemeinu. So it's remarkable. Rochel Lemeinu, such a, what she did a chesed, to give away everything of herself, to give to the older sister, should not have a butcher. That's what she did. That's Vayiska, very good. But the Rishonim say Vayiska, as the Targum Yedison and Targum Unkelus. But Sally, she was Mispalam. Now she went to be Mispalam. So it seems that even there are so many schusim. They have schusim. There's such a schus that Los and Love and Kalis will become needy because of that. But still, without Philo, you have to be Mispalam Kajboch. And that's what it says there. You need her Tfilo. And that's what you needed. You see, the Kher HaTfilo is so strong that it can break through, even though without that it does not move. The whole world is ready, created, and ready to flourish, to grow and to give qualities for the whole world. The world that needs to grow. Without growing, you have nothing. Yes, you need Tfilo. Without Tfilo, it doesn't work. So that is the Kher HaTfilo. And before Shona, we have to think about that. Because it is, it's called the Meir Rachmim, it's called. That's why it's called Meir Rachmim. We can ask the Rachmim Shamayim. We are so close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And we have to realize our Madrega. Madrega says, Boni Matam Hashem Alekechem. We're so close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So just, Shachpicho Le'ilem. We just have to open our mouth and bet the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So that's why we have to be Mechazik ourselves. For the Yemei Adin, Mechazik ourselves, and the Kher HaTfilo. The Kher HaTfilo, we can break through walls to come to the Rabbeinu Shalom himself. So if we want to be Zechel Adin, it seems that is the Eifin B'Zechel Adin. The Alter from Telem says, and Chazal tell us, Niku Umazo She'edas Ufya Shamalko. Kol Yisrael is different. They know the character of the Melech, of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Benoyek Shevoilam, Mi Sheyesh Leidin, Mi Sheyesh Leidin, Leidesh, Shchorin, Tzchon, Simen of Abelus, Black Clothing, and Leidesh Shchorin, Ein Megaleach, he doesn't shave anymore. He has no time, he's involved in his Dintera. He has a Din, coming up the deen, it's not a law of the Sefer Chazal. May Yisroel and not like that, by Yisroel, Leifshin, Levonim, and Dalchim, and Skonon, they have Tuchim the deen. That's what it says in Chazal. Kol Yisroel is different. They are Batua the deen. So the question is, why are they so Batua? Why are they so Batua? What makes them Batua the deen? So the Saba from Kelem says the Pshat in Chazal, that's how you learn Pshat in that Chazal, Tuchim B'din as follows. He says, Klal Yisroel of Tuchim B'din. The whole Klal Yisroel of Tuchim B'din. The Klal Yisroel of Yobiz is Zeche. The question is on Yochid V'Yochid, an individual. What about the individual? What will be with them? So we see a Gevaldig Yachidish here. He says that Klal Yisroel is Batuach. How could we be Zeichen? We have to become part of Klal Yisroel. How do we become part of that? Be care for somebody else. Be care for what somebody else needs. We think about Klal Yisroel. Our brothers, wherever they are in Ebach, Yisroel, and wherever they are, Mekremes Chachaykin, that we think sometimes about them. Achinim Nei Yisroel, and Sin Basor Vashivyo, that we find ourselves in such a all over that we need rachmin. If we just think not about ourselves, we think about Klal Yisrael is Batuach. We have to become part of Klal Yisrael. How do we become part of Klal Yisrael? We think about Klal Yisrael. We help Klal Yisrael. Learning Torah is also the Zechet to Torah is also not because of ourselves. Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. And when we become part of Klal Torah, also has to be not our own. Because we have Zechet on ourselves. The Zechet because we are the Klal Yisrael. The Raya we see that the Ovei Tagdashim were not Zechet to Kabbalah Sotera. Kabbalah Sotera were given to Klal Yisrael. And it says if you were missing one Jew at that time, when the Shishim Ribo were missing one Jew, they were not ready to be Kabbalah Sotera. Because Sotera was given to Klal Yisrael. And this is the Klal Yisrael. And if you're not part of Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, you can be Zechet. And if you are Zechet to Torah, it's also because of Schuz, because of part of Klal Yisrael. So that's what we have to remember. We have to remember to become a part of Klal Yisrael. We are not ourselves. Every person has to know that he's. We've seen there in the Memchez Zom, Shaser HaNiknis, Noise Boim Chaveroi, that you feel that someone else is pain, someone needs something, you try to help him. That's called Noise Boim Chaveroi. That's a very nice, that's a person that cares for somebody else. But is that, why is this included in Mechez Zorim Shatera Niknis? The Torah says, to be kind of Torah, you have to be part of Klal Yisrael. And if you don't care for somebody else, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. There's somebody else who needs something. So you think just about yourself. By nature, we're very egoistic. But the Torah tells us that you have to be a nice Abayim Chavera. You have to become part of Klal Yisrael. So this is tefillah is something that some sages, Shemariah Kodesh, before davening say, I'm Muhammad of Klal Yisrael. When the kinds of nitzvah rafta l'recha kamecha, the tefillah, because tefillah is in second geboren, the Loshon Rabbi, being not in front of himself. Second geboren for Klal Yisrael together. And this is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is, that's part of Klal Yisrael. If we care for Klal Yisrael, we care of ourselves, what we can do for Klal Yisrael, we think about that is the greatest chus for us. So we have to know, remember that this is part of tefillah. Part of tefillah is become a calm part of Klal Yisrael. Renshom should help you, should be zeche, kashnas chaim v'sholem, agulah shleimah v'korah v'meh.